This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
One of the largest agricultural-based events of the year closed yesterday for public safety reasons amid the spread of the new coronavirus. In a statement, organizers of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo said, quote, "In the interest of public health, the City of Houston and the Houston Health Department have ordered the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to close." The statement continues saying, quote, "Having to close early is extremely difficult as guests, volunteers, exhibitors, rodeo athletes, and entertainers look forward to the 20 days of the rodeo each year. In 2019, there were more than 2.5 million visitors to the event from 75 countries. The World Health Organization declared a pandemic Wednesday, sparking a chain of reaction of events getting postponed or canceled because of the outbreak of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. The American Farm Bureau Federation also announced the cancellation of its Young Farmer and Rancher Conference set for this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. The fallout from an ongoing labor shortage is facing the U.S. pork industry and other agricultural sectors could significantly worsen due to the impact of COVID-19. That's according to the National Pork Producers Council. A letter sent to government officials this week outlines NPPC's labor-specific concerns regarding the outbreak. There is no evidence that pigs can contract the virus. However, NPPC called for expedited solutions addressing the need for more workers on hog farms and to work in plants. It also called on federal, state, and local governments to work together to develop a response to COVID-19 that protects public health and, whenever possible, supports animal care and minimizes disruptions to the U.S. pork supply chain. NPPC also called on the administration to develop support plans for hog farmers if labor-related bottlenecks in the supply chain prevent hogs from being marketed. Even without the additional challenges presented by COVID-19, NPPC says the labor shortage threatens to increase as production costs and food prices for consumers would likely increase as well. Moving on now into some local and state ag news here on your Thursday. Hours of service regulations have been a big topic in the trucking industry over the past few years, and adjustments have been needed for some time. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers, Don Schaefer, joined me yesterday to discuss the latest on those impending changes and also to explain the changes have finally made it to the White House.
The regulations, I mean, this has been a project that seems like it's been going for, oh, how many years now? But the hours of service regulations, which the changes have been on what they call the fast track. And for government, anything more than a couple of years is considered fast track. Anything less, I should say, is considered fast track. At this stage of the game, the proposed regulations went from USDOT to the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, in the White House last week. This is the final step, whereas the White House will sign off on the regulations, and then they will be published in the Federal Register. At that time, USDOT will come back and say, these are the regulations, these are the final rule, this is what we're going to live and die by, and we'll find out what's in them. They've done a pretty good job of clamping up. We do feel fairly confident that it does include major provisions that truck operators wanted, especially having to deal with hours of rest, the sleeper time, as they call it. Being able to take their 10 hours off and being able to break that up into two periods, which is crucial for a lot of truck operators to be able to use their time better. The regulations say nothing about being able or having the ability to drive more. It doesn't say that at all. It just says that during your hours of rest, you can use them better. You can take a nap maybe for 4 hours and then sleep for six, three or seven. We aren't sure if that's what it's going to say, but we know that concept is going to be in there. And that's crucial to a lot of people who drive trucks. They, especially for someone who's driving halfway long haul, telling them that they have to pull over on the side of the road or a rest area for 10 hours and to spend 10 hours in their sleeper bunk or what have you, they'll tell you it's not productive. Yeah, they can sleep maybe 7 hours. They feel great, ready to go out. But they're sitting around for another three because that's what the federal rule, the present rule says. So hopefully this will address that issue. It'll make truck operators more efficient. It'll actually make the system more efficient because you won't have this situation where at 6 o'clock in the morning, every truck in the world jumps on the highway or on the roads because they've all had to take the rest at the same time. New regulations, you'll be able to break it up, get more done because I'm not sitting in traffic and I'm not contributing to the traffic jam. I'm on the side of the road, so we'll let everyone else take care of it. So we think that's a very positive sign.
Again, that was Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers. Oil prices, much like rest of the world economy, has been struggling as of recent. Allison Mack with thegasbuddy.com says the coronavirus continues to greatly slow down China and now the world economy, leading to a glut of oil. On top of that, over the weekend, Saudi Arabia and Russia could not see eye to eye on production, so those two countries started a price war. Those two factors pushed oil prices lower to start this week, with prices as low as $30 a barrel. Mack says while coronavirus has been in place for a few years, the price war took investors off guard.
We're thinking, well, you know, we're going to figure out what we're going to do to hold back production, you know, because we have to hold back production or oil prices are just going to continue to drop. So right now it's a war of egos. And so, you know, that's definitely hard to control when and it's hard to predict. And so when something like that happens, it's very uneasy. And we just don't know where we're going to go from here.
Mack says at this point there is no indication how long this spat between Russia and Saudi Arabia could last. She noted Midwestern states are already starting to see relief at the pump at their neighborhood stations, and prices here in our local area are seeing those effects of lower crude prices. Gas in our immediate area is averaging around $2.20 to $2.30 as of noon yesterday. As you head toward the Metro East, the average is higher, near $2.40 a gallon. But if your travels take you north or east, prices are hovering near $2. And according to the Gas Buddy app, regular gas at the Flying J in Effingham yesterday was $1.99. There's not much of a variation, however, on diesel price. In Springfield, the average is $2.50 a gallon, but in our area and to the east and south, that average for diesel is between $2.60 and $2.70 a gallon. Also in other news from around the state, while coronavirus is taking the lion's share of news lately, there are still other issues in Washington that are still moving along at the U.S. Capitol. One of those items is to address the deterioration of the nation's infrastructure. Representative Rodney Davis of the 13th District here in Illinois plays a big role when it comes to funding for infrastructure, and he explains.
Well, what's really important for Illinois agriculture is to have the infrastructure improvements needed to get our products from the field to the global marketplace. That's why I'm really hoping we get a bipartisan highway reauthorization for our highways and our transit districts. It's a huge deal for our farmers and the entire ag sector to have good roads and to have good transportation networks. That's one of our priorities that we ought to get done in a bipartisan way. We also want to make sure that families can continue to thrive and keep the family farm operational. We want to help students. You know, a lot of farm families will send their kids off to college and hope they come back and run the operation. We want to help create a voluntary private sector approach to paying down student debt. Employers ought to be able to offer student loan repayment programs and be incentivized to do so. We're doing that. That bill is almost going to be forced to call to the floor because we have 267 co-sponsors right now. Those are two major issues, along with being able to address continued funding for ag research and new and innovative approaches that have allowed our farmers, even in a rough, very wet year last year, were able to get substantial yields because America invested in research years ago, and the right type of seed was used for that type of soil and that type of weather condition, and we saw yields that many of our farmers thought they would never get to last year. We have to continue that precious and vital research.
Representative Davis also explains the current investments made on the Illinois River lock and dam system.
We haven't had investment in our Illinois and Mississippi River locks and dams for 20 years. the Obama administration completely left them out. The Trump administration is actually investing in improving our locks and dams. That matters. And as soon as we've made one investment, we're continuing to work to ensure that as we go down the Mississippi, that those locks and dams that touch Illinois and Missouri are the ones that we have to continue to upgrade ourselves to. Once you make an investment, it's easier to make another one, and I'm certainly glad the Trump administration has done that. Now we've got to hold the Corps accountable to make sure they get the project done on time.
Again, that was 13th District Representative here of Illinois, Rodney Davis, of Taylorville. In other local news, the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation will be offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021 school year to students wishing to pursue an agricultural major. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to residents of Macoupin County or students of the county who go to school in Macoupin County and they display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or currently in college, and that student must plan to attend or is currently attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program that majors in agriculture. Applications are available through your local high school guidance counselor in Macoupin County, your high school ag instructor, or you can get them from the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by telephone or email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 27th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Any questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Taking a look at the Ag Community Bulletin Board now here on a Thursday morning, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Extension will be the Montgomery County U of I Extension. Let's get that right. We'll be holding an All Gardeners Day upcoming on Saturday. That'll be held from 8 till noon on Saturday at the Holy Family Catholic Parish Center in Litchfield. The Sangamon County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be holding a Spring Fling. That'll be coming up next Wednesday, the 18th, at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau office in Springfield at 5:30 in the evening. But you must RSVP by this Friday, tomorrow. Speaker for the evening next week will be Deanne Freiders from This Farm Girl Cooks. And the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding a spring live fish sale. That'll be held on Tuesday, April 7th at 8 a.m., but pre-orders are due by Wednesday, April 1st. You can call the Montgomery County Soil and Water District office at 532-3361 extension 3 for an application to order fish. Online order forms are available at montswcd.com. And later on today, we'll be listening for another Farmers Appreciation Report a little later than normal. But we'll have another one for you with Dave Pritchard of KEB talking about farm succession planning and how long he's been in the CPA business and agriculture over there in Litchfield. So that'll wrap up today's Ag Show for a Thursday morning. Reporting on this Thursday, March 12th, this is Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.